morning, and welcome to the Shop Local Show with Kelly McKay. Wherever you are in WHHC country, we're glad you joined us, and thank you for making us part of your day. For the next hour, we'll be telling you about fantastic local businesses and the benefits of shopping locally. We will also shine the spotlight on one very special local business. And now, from the 103.7 WHHT Toyota of Bowling Green Studios, here's your host, Kelly McKay.
Not Kelly McKay this morning. It's Macy G in the house. Good morning. Today is July 22nd. We have Kaylee Gibson in the house with us. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. First, we thank all of our sponsors before we get to it. We have All About Nebo Peak, Calligraphy Creations in Kentucky, who's here with us today. We have Fuller Life Counseling Partners, Don Franklin Fosco, and Habitat for Humanity Research. So let's start talking.
Weekend. It's hard to believe, but it's time for back to school.
I know. It's this time next month, kids will be in school.
I know. I'm sorry for them. I'm sorry, kids, but I'm excited for my back to school event, and at least you can have some cute clothes to go back to school.
Yes.
Teachers, too.
Yes. So what all comes with that?
Everything. So we have completely reset the store. We have all new stuff. I'm actually wondering where I'm going to put everything, to be quite honest, but we have all kinds of new stuff. We have new jeans, we have new stationery, we have accessories, t-shirts, of course, clothing, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and taxes on us. We always do tax on us for back to school, so we pay the tax for you. You don't have to worry about it. That is on us this time.
That's awesome. We're also going to do a giveaway today, so what are you giving away?
We are going to do a free sweet cup of your choice. In store only this weekend.
Awesome. And that has a $48 value, right?
Yes. So up to 48 if you choose to do the 40-ounce cup. And then you can also pick, you know, a coffee mug or another bottle of some sort. But yeah, up to $50 pretty much if you choose the largest size.
Is that one right there?
It's not.
Oh, okay.
It is not, but it's similar. It's the same size. But I'm a cup junkie. Yeah. I love cups. This is my Hydra Jug from my friend Anna Kate. I love cups. Bonus points if they're leak-proof.
Yeah.
So
definitely. You want a leak-proof tumbler.
I can throw it in my bag and not worry about it. Mm-hmm. So,
Me and Kelly were talking about Rocasa the other day.
It's so good.
It's my favorite.
It's so good.
I use it every day of my life.
Yes. I just put on lymphatic cream and stuff this morning, so if I'm glowing, that's why.
You
I'm
are. Like, so that's that beautiful glow.
It's like, it's not sweat, I promise. It's my lymphatic cream this morning. But yes, it's such good stuff. We actually just got in some more tart cherry, which is an essential. Mm-hmm. Magnesium cream, lymphatic cream, all the things.
Ooh. Sounds nice. Also, I was looking on your website, Candleberry Candles Pet Lovers. Mm-hmm. Is that specifically for if you have pets?
So they are supposed to be odor neutralizing. So I can't attest to this because we don't have any pets in the house or at all, actually. But they say they're odor neutralizing. But even if you don't have a pet, they're just more like, or some of them are more clean scent, so it's more of a clean burn, and it's supposed to kind of neutralize odor. And fun fact about Candleberry, I did not know this, but with the Pet Lover line, some people like the scent, but they don't like the breed that's on the candle, and so you can actually peel that label off.
Ooh.
With any of the candles. Because some of them, they have like that checkered logo. And some people don't like that vibe, you know, in their home with their decor. And so you can actually just peel it off. It's not even sticky.
And they're easy.
Yes.
Gosh, like could every peel. Brand do that, please?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make an easy peel off label. That would be fantastic.
Is the scent different at all than a normal one?
They have different scents. Like they have one that's kind of coffee and then one that's kind of more like fruity. So, I mean, they smell like a normal candle, but they're supposed to kind of help with neutralizing odor. So,
I didn't know like that. Them. I saw that. I went to Brawl one day, and I saw them there.
Really?
So, yeah.
Hmm.
That's awesome.
Must work. Yeah. I don't know. I can't attest to it, but people like them.
Also, the Lily Pulitzer. You have a lot
we
on
do.
There. I saw the calendars. They're good for back to school. All the bags, water bottles. I didn't know they had backpacks.
Yes, they do. They do. We've got a couple left. We just sold one the other day. So cute.
They are cute. Mm-hmm. I love those. And I bet they're good quality, too.
They are.
Yeah.
If I needed a backpack, I would have one.
They're bright and colorful.
Yeah.
Like all the happy colors.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect for back to school. What else? What else do you got in store?
Oh, gosh. There's everything. We just got in 2 huge boxes of our Scout bags. And we already have a bunch available now, but we have gotten the new prints for fall. They're so cute. I just love them. There's one that's a little, like, dogs on it. It's called Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
It's like little dogs.
Cute.
I may sneak those out. There's just a few of those. But some cute plaids, different florals for fall. Transition. They're good bags for, you know, going back to school. There's lunch bags, too. So they're just really good bags. So we've got those. We've got a little bit of everything, honestly. A lot going on.
I can't believe fall's almost here. I feel like the summer has flown by.
It has and it hasn't. I'm a fall and Christmas girl, so I look forward to that time. I look forward to busy season and, you know, the burr months, they say, September, October.
The burr months.
I love that.
Which, honestly, September, it's not even...
Really?
It's usually hot.
You're right. That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Especially in Kentucky.
Yeah.
But definitely.
I look forward to that time.
I do, too. I love all the holidays and Halloween. All the things. Anyway, so first we're going to talk about one of our sponsors. All About Me was in yesterday with you, Kelly.
Yes.
Gina and Anne. They're located at 804 West Main Street in Glasgow. That's across from the Animal Clinic and right next to Southern Cup. They're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 3. They have women and girls clothing, super cute outfits, jewelry, shoes, home decor, all kinds of things. Car coasters, car diffusers, more candles. Great for a gift for a loved one for any occasion, and you can follow them on Facebook and Instagram. And to get in the giveaway, you can call 270-651-3000, 651-3000. So call and get your Swig Cup.
Yeah, The Swig Cups are really cool. There's so many different designs that Kaylee has right now. I mean, book lovers, sheep lovers. So we can finally tell this story. So my sister, she and her husband, their family, they have sheep. And my sister had picked out a Swig Cup that she loved. And my mom told me, said, hey, if you want to get this for Emily for her birthday. So I said, okay, I'll do that. So the next time I was in Calligraphy Creations, I bought it, took it home with me. Well, was it two, three weeks later?
You were shopping ahead of time.
Yes,
like,
I was.
On top of your game. Because
that really happens, by the way.
I am such a last minuter. It wasn't like you were buying it the week before.
No.
Like, we've hung on to this. Like,
yes.
What? It was a few weeks.
It was almost a month, I think.
Yeah.
And
sure.
Emily comes in there and Kaylee texts me. And what did she say? She talked her out of a sale.
Oh, my gosh. So she was really looking at it and she was like, oh, I love this sheep cup. This is so cute. I think I'm going to treat myself to this today. And I was like, I don't know. I was like, they're not on sale today or anything. And she was like, what do you mean they're going to be on sale soon? And I was like, well, I don't know. I was like, I just, you know, I don't know that I would buy it today. It's just possible they could be on sale later. And she was like, well, I'm scared you're going to run out. I don't even care about the sale. I'm just going to get it today. I'm scared you're going to run out. And I was like, well, I have like 4 of them. You know, I don't think I'm going to sell out. And so she was just almost just disappointed. Like, I was just disappointing her. And because I was so like out of character. And I was like, oh, I just don't know. I was like, I'll probably have them on sale next time. She was like, well, okay, I guess I'll wait. And so she probably thought I was being rude. And she was so sad when she left. And I was like, oh, gosh. So I got on my phone immediately and I text Kelly. I was like, hey, by the way, Emily's here. I'm trying to talk her out of this cup. Just letting you know, when are you going to give it to her? Like, when is her birthday? So anyway, long story short, she ended up coming back that next weekend. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, gosh, I hope she doesn't say anything about these cups because I didn't run them on sale. Like, there was not a sale on them. And I was like, she's going to say something about it. But luckily, her birthday came.
Actually, it didn't. I gave it to her early because I was afraid that she would go back and buy it. So I gave it to her. I was like,
good.
Here, I'm giving you this early and you'll know why when you open it. And she opened it up. She said, uh-huh, Kaylee was in on this. I said, oh, yeah, she was.
Yeah, and I've yet to ask her about it, too. I need to ask her because I didn't
maybe you'll
wanna
see her this weekend.
Yes. I did not want to, like, spoil anything because I was like, what if she hasn't given it to her yet? Like, what has happened to the sheep cup? It's a mystery. So anyway,
But it is super cute. I mean, they're like little pastel colors, and they are so many cute swig designs. These are great for back to school teachers. Y'all going to want this swig cup. We're talking almost $50 value. We need to make these phones ring. 651-3000. Sorry, I'm taking over, Macy.
No, that's okay.
It's habit.
I feel like it's been a really big water bottle like year. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes. I feel like everyone has gotten them. They're always everywhere I go to. But that's good. I'm glad people are drinking water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or whatever is in their tumbler.
Yeah.
I got it. May not always be water. So what? Yeah. Hey, I can get on board with some tea. I'm more of don't ax me, but I like unsweet tea. Or very, very lightly sweetened tea. My mom makes the best like lightly sweetened tea. Yeah, I can't do the whole lot of sugar. I know, they're both looking at me like, we're so disappointed in you.
He orders unsweet tea everywhere we go, and me and Mom get sweet tea.
It just tastes like nothing.
And so the waitress will bring it to the table, and sometimes she'll get our cups mixed up. I'm like, I don't want that. Like, no.
I just like the taste of tea.
Well, if you just like the taste of it.
Yeah. And sometimes I'll do half and half. Like, sometimes I'll do half sweet, half unsweet. Yeah. So it balances out just a little bit.
To each their own, no judgment, but
you're in the South. I
know, it's so non-Southern for me to like unsweet tea.
It is.
I know.
That's sad.
It is. I'm sorry. I used to love sweet tea. Like, sweeter the better. So, here we are.
Anyway. Yeah, McDonald's is sweet. I can't even drink it.
That used to be my favorite.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's too sweet. I like Milo's. Mm-hmm. What about you?
We like Milo's.
That's a good one,
too. And then they make extra sweet Milo's.
I think that one's better.
It's so good.
It is. I agree with you.
Goodness gracious, y'all. What's in your swig cup or not? Your non-swig cup.
I have water this morning.
I'm so proud of you.
I have water.
Yay.
I try to drink water as much as I can, especially since I've had my Invisalign. When I'm sipping through the day, I do water. But, when I'm eating lunch or something, I might have a Coke or a sweet tea. But I try to sip on water throughout the day.
Yeah. Me too.
It's a good idea. Good idea.
So you have a website, app, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook.
Yes.
So you're covering a lot.
We're everywhere. Yeah. We try to cover all the bases.
Yeah. Do you do TikTok trends and videos and things like that?
I try to. I've kind of fell off the wagon a little bit because I've been so busy prepping for back to school and everything the past few weeks. I haven't posted and filmed as much content as I probably should, but I do like TikTok. It's fun.
Yes.
All right. Let's take a phone.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
All pretty good. Have been better. It's going to get hot again today, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. The rest of the week's going to be hot.
Yep.
The rain went away.
I'm trying to register my daughter and granddaughter for that.
All right. What are her names?
Crystal Bouchon. And Miranda Moorhead.
Okay, and what is your phone number?
It's 270-670-5112.
All right, I got them down.
Okay.
Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we got some folks registered for that swig cup. Almost a $50 value. I mean, those 40 ounces, so...
How many you're supposed to drink... How much a day?
Half, unless they've changed this, but they change stuff all the time. Half your body weight. Isn't that?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's the amount of water that you're supposed to drink every day. So half your body weight. So I would need to drink at least two of those.
Yeah.
And I have this, and this is a 40-ouncer, and I'd probably drink over two of these a day.
That's awesome.
I'm constantly drinking water.
I do sometimes. Some days I drink more than others.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I have my Hydro Flask I've had for years. But they came out with one like the Stanley that has the straw and the handle, and I like that better.
Yeah.
I used to think it was too bulky, but I got in with the trend. So.
Here's the weird thing. I don't normally drink out of a straw. If I go to a restaurant, I don't drink out of a straw, but I drink out of this because it's easy when I'm driving down the road. Like, I did have one of those huge hydro flasks that you would unscrew the top, mm-hmm. and I'd be driving down the road trying, and I mean, yeah. it was a massive, like a 60-ouncer.
Yeah, the big one.
Trying to drink it, and I'd end up with water and ice all down the front of my shirt. So it didn't work for me. That's why I switched to this one.
Yeah, it's awesome. We're going to thank another one of our sponsors. It's For Life Counseling. There will be in tomorrow for Wellness Wednesday. They offer individual counseling, family therapy, couples counseling, and substance abuse counseling. So they've got the full package. They do online telehealth, which is awesome for the back to school season. Mm-hmm. I know you're busy getting kids, doing sports, everything. So it's awesome to be able to have an online option where you can talk to someone privately in your home. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I think that's good.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes going to the office can be intimidating, but doing it at home in the privacy of your own home is awesome.
And in the office, too. You know, yeah. some folks, if they're not able to leave the office, but they can find a quiet space either in their own office or just somewhere away from everybody if they're not able to leave work, because sometimes it might be difficult to mm-hmm. to break for lunch or whatever. So, yeah, it's very convenient. They're really trying to take mental health to a whole other level and making sure that people are able to take care of themselves.
Yeah, and have plenty of access to mm-hmm. be able to access it. They have locations in Bowling Green, Glasgow, and Scottsville. So they're committed to helping you achieve and maintain optimal mental and emotional health. Mm-hmm. So that's awesome for them. Let's see. What else do you want to talk about?
We got a new Kendra Scott.
Ooh, tell us about those.
I just love Kendra Scott. I can't help myself. We got in the new summer opal necklaces. They're beautiful. There's a pink, an orange, a lime green, and like a periwinkle.
Okay, like, tell me the pink. Tell me, is it pink or is it peachy pink?
It's like a bubblegum kind of pink.
Kind of like not as bright as your shirt?
It's not as bright as my shirt. It's okay. More, I can't remember the exact name of the stone.
Because
but
you know the
more,
last one that I was getting all excited about, and then I saw it, and I was like, it's not the bright pink that I was hoping.
You went
hoping.
The neon.
That's I do, like her shirt. That's my, I mean, that's my color. Yeah. That's my pink color.
This one's like a bubblegum kind of.
Okay, I mean, that is pretty.
It's pretty.
That is really
we
pretty.
We do have the hot pink opal. We still have a few of those mm-hmm. from last year.
That's mm-hmm. not all pink. That has, like, iridescent into mm-hmm. it, too.
But they're just so pretty.
They are.
I put them on a little display and took their picture. Mm-hmm. Like they're just kids in school. Small mm-hmm. kids. Took their picture. They're so cute. But Kendra Scott will be tax-free. Everything's tax-free. So you think about it.
Even better.
You're saving money. We're mm-hmm. paying the tax for you. So everything's tax-free. So that's exciting. That's kind of pretty much store-wide. Mm-hmm. When things typically aren't on sale, you're right. still going to get the tax off of them.
Are
so.
You familiar with the Kendra Scott?
Yes, I've seen it. And you have the seashell
yes.
one on, too. That is so cute.
My seashell is my favorite. Mm. I've wore it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I've wore it a lot, but it's fixing to change. You know, that pumpkin's fixing to whip out. And
do they make pumpkin?
They make a pumpkin.
Oh, my gosh. Don't tell me that.
They love one that you will like, I think. It's a cat.
Oh.
Cat head with the little
mm-hmm.
ears.
Aww.
There's a black one
mm-hmm.
and a white one. Mm-hmm. Is there a white one? Or there? I know there's a black one because you have the black one.
Uh-huh.
It's adorable. I know you love Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
You would love that.
Yeah. There may be a ghost coming out this year.
Ooh.
Ooh, spooky. Ghosty.
Cute. I also see the cheer pendant ones.
There's cheer.
I bet a lot of people get those for
those sold out.
And, oh, really?
The first time they sold out completely. Company-wide, they sold out with us. And so we finally got in a reorder of them. But yeah, we've got in the cheer in several different colors now, too.
Yes, I see burgundy and blue and black.
Yes.
So those are cute. I love those.
Mm-hmm.
Do they only do gold?
They have some silver.
Okay.
Silver is not as popular with Kendra Scott. Even with us, they don't always offer everything in silver, but we do get some silver pieces occasionally.
All right, let's take a phone call.
Yes.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Morning.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good for an old man. I'd like to sign my wife up for this.
All right. What's her name?
Ronnie Milam.
Okay. What's your phone number?
590-6883. And concerning that amount of water that you're supposed to take in each day.
Yeah.
Most doctors recommend 8 glasses.
8 glasses. Okay.
Mm-hmm. 8 glasses. Most most of them recommend is 8 glasses of water a day. You can drink half your body weight, because if you weigh 200 pounds, that's about like 100 pounds of water.
That's right.
Yeah, you weigh 300 pounds then.
Yep.
But 8 glasses is what they recommend.
Okay. Well, thanks for the information. So
I'm a know-it-all.
No, well, eight.
Yeah, I've been called that time or two.
8 ounces.
I've been called other things too.
Oh, we all have.
Y'all have a good day.
You too. Bye bye. All right, remember, we have a Swig Cup to give away. 270-651-3000. 651-3000. So call in and make sure you get qualified for that. If you have got something in the past 30 days, you cannot win something. But keep calling back in and you'll win something. So see what else to talk about. I wanted to talk about you getting into calligraphy. I know you started your sophomore year, right?
Yes.
Being an entrepreneur at that young age is awesome, but I bet it was definitely hard.
It was a challenge. I just personally, everybody that knows me knows this, I hated school. I did well. I graduated with a 4.0. I tried my best while I was there, but I just never liked it. From the first day to the last day, I just did not enjoy school. And so when it was time to kind of choose a pathway in high school, I was like, well, I don't know what I want to do. I just knew I didn't want to go to college. And everybody's kind of like, you have to go to college to be successful. You know, they push college. And so anyway, I went on the business pathway and I was like, you know, that's pretty universal. You know, whatever I decide to do, business, marketing, those kind of classes would probably benefit me somewhere. And so anyway, I had several business classes, and so I just kind of started doing calligraphy, like, during my free time at school. Like, I was like, I've always had decent handwriting, so I was like, I'll try to teach myself calligraphy. Because it was kind of getting to be a thing, you know, you would see it on a pillow, or you would see it on shirts, or whatever. So anyway, I self-taught myself calligraphy, just kind of in my pastime at school and at home, and I would do envelopes for people, Christmas cards, those kind of things. And so that Christmas, my mom got a vinyl machine and a heat press for fun for Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we could put my handwriting on a shirt. Like, wouldn't that be cool? Like, just for fun, just for me to wear. And so we did that and posted it on Facebook. And the rest is history. I did not know what I wanted to do with my life, but God figured it out for me. It's all part of His plan. I owe it all to Him. He has blessed me more than I deserve. And He's blessed me with the best customers. And just my story, just kind of seeing it unfold, it still blows my mind some days that I make t-shirts for a living, but I do. And it's not all glory. You know, there's hard days, there's days machines tear up, but in the end, this is what I'm supposed to be doing, and I'm hanging in there like a hair in a biscuit, because this economy these days is a little rocky, but we're hanging in there almost to eight or 9 years later. I lose track of time.
Wow.
But it's been a ride for
sure. That's awesome. And it's so good to have a good hobby that you love, mm-hmm. you know, and being able to pursue that for mm-hmm. financial wise. I mean, I bet it's like a dream coming to work every day almost.
Some days.
Yeah.
Some days it is.
Some days it's actually work,
isn't
it?
It is. Yeah. It is. But, you know, it's cool. They built me a website at school. The BC Skills team, Justin Browning, I can't thank him enough. Jackie Knuckles for helping me and building me up in her store, Unique Gifts. When she had her store, she encouraged me to sell my shirts there, and I didn't think I was good enough. I was like, nobody's going to buy these, but they did, and it's just really cool to watch it all unfold. And then we built our she shed, and mm-hmm. people started coming to open shop, and so we're still open a few select days each month just because we are so busy with our t-shirts still. We do wholesale and fundraisers and those kind of things. So the storefront's only open part of the time, but that's kind of my creative side. And then we do logos and things like that as well.
That's awesome. Do you do anything besides calligraphy, like craft-wise?
I used to. I've always been a crafty girl. Like, yeah. I used to have so much duct tape and polymer clay. There's no telling how much money I spent on that stuff. But I've always been very crafty. But currently, no. I just kind of do the calligraphy and make the shirts still. But, yeah, I've always been hands-on something.
Yeah. Kelly, you need to get on something.
Mm.
You want to start sewing?
You'd have to teach me. So she has a crafty side as well.
Okay.
She likes to crochet.
Yes.
See, that's not a skill I have.
It's hard, but then once you kind of get in the hang of it And then I feel like when I get older, I'm going to have arthritis really bad because it hurts your hands and fingers so much. And then I just recently started sewing a lot. I finished a t-shirt quilt the other day.
Cool.
So that takes a long time, but it's worth it because in the end, it's like you created this whole thing. So it's super cool.
And it is very pretty. She did an excellent job. Thank you. Yeah. She's very creative.
We both are. Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
Remember to call in 270-651-3000 for the giveaway. We're giving away a Swick cup. What kind of designs do you have for those?
Everything under the sun. We've got chickens, cows, sheep, books. There's really pretty floral prints. There's an ice cream cone. There's a summer print. There's roller skates, checkered. There's a bridal one, a howdy. It's pink and orange, like a Western. There's a little bit of everything. Lots of florals, lots of pretty bright colors, some tie-dye, different things. There's a watermelon.
That's perfect for summer.
Yeah, it's cute.
Ice cream is, too.
It's cute, and it's kind of textured.
Mm-hmm.
It's very cute.
All right, let's take another phone call.
Good morning. Welcome to Shop Local.
Yes, I would like to register for the cup for Shop Local.
All right, what's your name?
Sonia Sturgeon.
Okay, and what's your phone number?
270-646-0726.
All right, I got you down.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good day. All right.
Yeah, speaking of ice cream, we are giving away scoops of ice cream throughout the day today because it is National Ice Cream Month.
Ooh.
Yes.
I knew it was Ice Cream Day the other day.
On Sunday.
Yeah. Usually we celebrate, but I think I did have ice cream on Sunday, though.
Yes.
I think.
So you listen for Michael and Todd to say, they don't sing it. It's ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. And you have to be caller 3 and you win a scoop of ice cream from Glasgow City Creamery.
Which is right down the street.
That's right. I love their ice cream.
It's so good.
What is your favorite?
I don't know. I haven't been in there in a while.
Well, what's your favorite ice cream?
Just depends. I don't know what mood I'm in. I'm going to say.
So it could be something different every time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I like that.
It just depends. What about you?
I'm chocolate.
Chocolate.
Solid chocolate. I mean, if it's extra chocolate, triple chocolate, chocolate, I mean, I'm going to get it. It's so good.
More chocolate, the better.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I love chocolate peanut butter. And I love strawberry.
Yeah. But I don't like when there's chunks in it.
Oh,
chunks
really?
Of strawberry, yeah.
No?
I think it's a texture that throws me off.
You know what I'd love to have?
Hmm.
Homemade ice cream. Like, I really need a homemade ice cream fix badly.
You need to get that.
It's just such a different texture and a different taste.
It is.
And I miss, like, I really want some homemade ice cream. Somebody make some homemade ice cream and invite me over.
Put in a request. Anybody who's listening.
I really like some homemade ice cream.
I saw someone make it in a cement mixer. They put ice in the cement mixer and then the rock salt.
Uh-huh.
And then they put a bag of the ice cream and they made ice cream in that.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. Yeah. Very crazy.
Yep. All right. Let's thank another one of our sponsors. It's Habitat for Humanity Restore. They are located on 506 West Main Street in Glasgow. It is a retail outlet where used furniture, appliances, and household items are sold at a fraction of normal prices. And proceeds from the restore help to fund the construction of Habitat homes right here in Glasgow. You can check them out on Facebook and their website. They are open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 10 to 4 p.m. You can donate or shop, volunteer, sponsor, or you can join your local board of directors. Don't forget to call in for the giveaway, 270-651-3000. You can get a big Swick cup for back to school.
Yeah, and back to school is happening here very soon. You have a lot of things in store right now for back to school. So teachers and students can both get ready for the big day.
For sure. We have a lot of teacher tees. A lot of school tees, of course. We focus on Scotties and Trojans because, you know, those are our local schools. But we can do other schools upon request. So if you come in and you're from Hart County or Warren East or wherever and you want a shirt, we can do custom for you. So that is something we do offer as well. If you see one of our school designs, you just want to tweak the colors a little bit, we got you covered. But teachers, students, everybody. And even if you're not going back to school, come and enjoy tax on us because it adds up.
Mm-hmm. It does. What is the tax in Kentucky?
It's 6%.
Shoo. That's a lot.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, you can save quite a bit of money on a tax-free weekend.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, but we do pay the tax for you. We say tax-free, but really it's not tax-free. We're still paying it. We're still doing that for you, but that is our treat to our customers year after year.
So if I came in and had a specific picture or quote, can you do that on a shirt?
Pretty much. We can do almost anything. Of course, you have to be careful sometimes, like with copyright and different things. And just like pictures, you know, if you want to print a picture on a shirt, it has to be a really crisp image, things like that. But we do try to offer those when we can.
Hmm. So tell me the process of making a shirt. How does that, and start from your creative design process of a new calligraphy thing.
So starting is the hardest part. Like coming up with a design is like almost the hardest part sometimes. But once you get your idea, it's pretty cool to bring it to life. And so it just kind of depends on, you know, how I want to create it. If I want to use my Procreate app, you know, and actually draw it, or if I want to use Canva or whatever. And so I get my design figured out on my iPad or my computer, and then transfer it onto the printer. Just kind of depends. We have multiple different printing processes. We do screen print, DTG, DTF. So we do several different processes. So depending on the color in the design, depends on what process that we use. But that's just kind of how it works. So our DTG is what we use the most of. And it's basically like a big printer for paper. Essentially, as you would load paper into a printer, you load the shirt and it prints directly onto it.
That's cool. Where do you get your inspiration from?
Really, I'm just kind of here, there, and everywhere. I try to just stay in my own lane and do my own thing and be original because my story is so different than everybody else. I just try to set myself apart. But I do like to look, you know, on Pinterest sometimes and different things and like Doodles by Rebecca. I love her.
That
She's
brand.
Amazing.
Can I say something about her? So yeah. I saw her video the other day. She is already showing off her door hangers for Christmas.
And they're already on order.
There's one specific one that I really, really want.
You have to tell me and make sure I got it.
Okay.
Because I ordered a bunch.
I got to look it up now to make sure. Let me see
which
one it is.
We went to her warehouse and ordered a bunch the other day for our fall and Christmas. We made an appointment and went, and she has killed it with her designs this, I was going to say this summer, this fall and winter. Crazy, but she's the best.
It's the thrill of hope with the manger scene.
Mm-hmm.
I want that one.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it so cute?
It is.
That was one of my favorite designs that she did.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want
that. I'm pretty sure I ordered that one. I'll double check. And I want to get it on a t-shirt, too. I didn't order a shirt.
I love
with
that.
It on it. So I've got to get that ordered.
Mm-hmm.
But she's cool. She's somebody I've kind of looked up to. I mean, I don't necessarily do what she does because I can't draw a straight line with a ruler. I'm just being honest. So anyway, she's just kind of cool, you know, because she hand letters and does all of her art. And so I look up to her. I mean, she's cool. But yeah, I just try to stay in my own lane and do my own thing. Yeah.
That's awesome. I'm looking at all her stickers here. So she draws all of them by herself?
She does.
Wow.
She is so creative. I'm like, do you ever sleep? And she's like, no.
She has her, you would enjoy following her, Macy. She has her own Facebook page, Doodles by Rebecca. And she is so talented. I love the brightness and the colors of all of her designs.
And that's just her. That's her personality. Yeah. And it shines through her art. And she has done the best designs ever for fall and Christmas. I told her, I was like, these are some of your best yet. Like, I don't think they can get any better. And they do.
I love that style, like the bubble letters. Mm-hmm. They're so cute and positive, mm-hmm. you know? I love that. Mm-hmm. Especially for teachers. There's all kinds of teacher ones on here. Assistant principals, principals. There's an FFA mom on here, too.
Yeah,
super
we have
cute.
Tons.
And her flags, the yard flags.
Mm-hmm.
You have those as well.
Mm-hmm. We do. And then her topper, she's actually redoing. So they are going to be a different material. So we're actually clearancing out all of the ones we have right now. They're all out. Everything I have. Unless I have somehow missed a couple. We've got St. Patrick's Day, Valentine's Day, fall, Christmas, Easter.
Mm-hmm.
All the things. And they are actually on sale for 30% off.
What?
Yes. So if you're a topper gal, even attachments, we've still got a couple of the interchangeable toppers left. They're all 30% off right now. Just because she's doing a rebrand and we have all the new ones on order. We just need to kind of clear these out. They're still going to match, but the new ones are brighter, they're thicker. So, anywho.
Might need to check those out. I might need a new topper or two.
Yes. They're still cute, and several of them are new, but we've just got to make room.
Okay.
Because we're running out of room.
I feel like shopping for fall right now might be the best idea, because it'll be, a lot of them will be on sale. And you know Hobby Lobby, they always have everything there.
Mm-hmm.
And I love fall. I love decorating for fall. I think it's my favorite to decorate for. That's for sure.
Yeah, I decorate a little for fall, but
Christmas is yours.
Yep, it is.
That tree's got to go up.
It is, and it will in October. Just wait for it.
You're
it
crazy.
Will. I love it. I can't help it. It's just my favorite time. This morning, I spent about... Well, I spent a few minutes just kind of scrolling through some reels on Facebook, and all of a sudden something popped up and it said, just in case you need a little Christmas in your life, and it's Bing Crosby singing Silver Bells. And I was like, oh, and it was like Christmas lights and the video.
Have you watched the Hallmark movies though?
You know what? Surprisingly enough, I have not.
I turned them on the other night.
I haven't.
The Christmas ones?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I didn't torture my husband.
It's Christmas in July.
I know. And I have not watched one. I have not watched one of them.
I haven't watched them fully.
Not this month. Oh. I just haven't watched one this month. Now, I did have it on the Hallmark Channel like a week or so ago when we left the house. I had it on for Presley. I like to keep the radio or TV on for her if we leave, you know, and can't take her with us. So I had it on a Christmas movie on Hallmark.
And she loved it, I'm sure.
She did. I mean, absolutely. I think she was in the bedroom when I came home.
Bless.
I love Hallmark movies. They have just a good, heartwarming, even though they all seem the same to me, but I love watching them.
It's just vibes.
It's just happy stuff. That's why I love watching them.
I know.
There's always a happy ending on Hallmark.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Doesn't matter, you know, how tragic things can be in the movie. It always ends happily.
Now, you have a lot on sale, I'm looking right now. And along with the back to school, it's going to be a lot to go get.
Yeah, we have some sale items, too. We try to periodically mark stuff down. We've just kind of wrapped up our big summer sale. We had a big backroom sale. Lots of stuff on sale. Just trying to make room for all of the new, because we have so much new for this weekend. From jeans to tops to dresses. To everything. We have so much new, so we have marked down several things and trying to make room.
Well, that's awesome. I see some earrings that are on here for $1. So
yeah,
the cute little pool floaties.
Yes,
I love those.
Yes, clearancing out some of those. We just got in a bunch of new jewelry too. I mean, we're resetting almost everything in the store. Mm. So lots of new goodies are gonna be at the She Shed this weekend.
It's good to have more though.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
That's the more, the merrier.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you have any new brands to release?
I don't think so.
Okay. I didn't know if you had anything new.
Nothing major.
Okay.
Nothing major right now. We just got more of the brands we carry. Like Scout's still pretty new to us, and we have the new Scout, and then we got in some new jeans. So just kind of refreshing what we've got already.
Okay. Good deal. So call in this morning. Oh, go ahead. I was just going to say, for the Swig Cup.
Yeah, 270-651-3000. I was going to ask you about your phone case, the grip. Is that what you have on yours?
Mm-hmm.
I know those are really popular. I've never seen one, though.
Yes, Love Handle. What a name. Yep. Kelly's got one, too. I love it. It's just handy to have. You can stick it on the fridge. You can stick it anywhere that's magnetic, and then you can turn it. So it's pretty cool.
It's like the new generation pop socket, I think.
Yeah,
those were so popular.
But it's even better.
Yeah.
Let's see what else to talk about. You have, let's see, all kinds of holiday things. That's super exciting.
And our beaded blinds, too. We just got in a huge new shipment of beaded blinds. And they come out with charms, more charms this time. Ooh. So they're like colorful, and then they have like little charms on them.
Cute.
Great price point. Really cute. They're handmade in Texas. It's a sister-owned company. They're waterproof and so fun. So we love these. And then I also got in some school colors of beaded blinds. And then there's another bracelet brand, actually, that we're going to start carrying.
Oh, yeah?
Just thought of. They're very similar to these.
Okay.
And we got some school spirit colors in those and a few different color combos, like pinks and purples. So they're also waterproof, too.
I love the waterproof stuff.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a leak-proof cup. It's like essential.
Yes.
Now that they exist, I want a leak-proof or bust. Like, you know, same with bracelets. If it's not waterproof, I don't really want it, except Kendra Scott. I could never ditch her. She's my girl, but yeah.
Because, I mean, you're paying money for it. You might as well be waterproof.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And they can make anything waterproof nowadays.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I know.
Yep. And I know that you have Pura Vida, too.
We do.
Do a lot of people get those?
We do still sell a lot of them, actually. And we have school colors in them, too. But, yeah, they're essentially waterproof as well. You know, just the corded bracelets. They're classic. They've been around for years. So we do still sell those, too.
I used to wear the fire out of those Pura Vida bracelets.
Me,
I mean, I had a stack on my arm, and my wrist is really small, so those strands were like poking out everywhere. Yeah. But I wore them anyway, and the longer you wore them, the more you wore them, the wetter they got, the softer they got.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I used to love my Pura Vida.
That's their slogan. I think it used to be the more you wear them, the cooler they look.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
But it's fun. And you usually couldn't find them anywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, you'd have to order them online.
Yeah, I did.
Think because they were so popular.
If they had like a club, they had some kind of like club, I think.
Like a monthly club, they would send you a design each month. And that was before anybody around here started carrying them. Mm-hmm. So I had ordered them that way too.
Yeah.
They have the same texture as, do you know what a wiki stick is?
Mm-hmm.
You know what that is? It has that same waxy texture.
Yes.
But I love those. I remember when everyone used to get them a long time ago, like 2018, somewhere.
I thought you were about to say 20 years ago, and I'm like, you were barely alive 20 years ago.
No. All right, don't forget to call in 270-651-3000 for a nice big swig cup. You can get that at Calligraphy Creations in Kentucky. Back to school, awesome. That's coming up very soon. So back to school shopping. I know I used to go do that and spend hundreds of dollars and make my mom spend it. Mm-hmm. So that would be a great place to go. You get all your school spirit clothes at Trojans and Glasgow. And then right after school starts, football season will start.
Yes.
So I'm sure you got a lot of sports things too.
We have a new football shirt we're going to release if I can get them made. Because, you know, last minute and still pressing around here, but
really?
After I, you know, hop off here, I'm going to go home and work all day today and tomorrow. But there's a new football design that's really cute. It's kind of like the bow and cherry trend, but it's like footballs. It's really cute and different. So I'm excited to get those made.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Those football games are very popular.
They are.
A lot of people go to those. Mm-hmm. A lot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And then basketball isn't till
November.
Little ways away.
Okay.
But we have all the Kendra Scott necklaces too to match all the seasons. The basketball, that made me think of it because we keep selling out of the basketball.
Yeah.
But we have those too, which is fun.
Do they make footballs?
They do.
Oh, and okay.
Some of them are reversible too, which is kind of cool. Like the volleyball, it's kind of got the indentions on the front, but on the flip side, it just looks like a circle, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you can flip it around and wear it that way.
I like my reversible Kendra Scott. I have a reversible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that is one of my favorite necklaces.
And they just come out with the heart, the classic heart that they have, but it has an initial inside of it. It's really pretty. And then on the back, it's just solid gold. So you can flip it around too. Those are new. I haven't even posted those yet.
So versatile.
Do you have all the initials?
We have several. We try to keep the most popular ones and then we do order them. So if you want a special order, we can do that.
That's cool. I love Kendra Scott. I need to get one, though. I haven't even got one.
Well, it's addicting.
Yeah, so, just ask Kaylee.
Just forewarning ya. I'm almost 10 years in to being a collector. Mm-hmm. It's addicting.
And how many pieces do you have?
Too many.
She says that every time I ask her. And I know she's added at least two pieces every year.
I need to
at
send
least
you
two.
A picture of my jewelry box because I have them color-coded.
Oh, my gosh.
I have them organized in drawers.
I'm
I have
so happy to hear that.
The seasons.
That
like, I have my tree and my pumpkin and my candy corn and my flower. They're all together. The seashell.
So organized.
Sometimes. I try to.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it gets a little out of whack, but it's in a Kendra Scott jewelry box.
Oh, Well, that's perfect.
I have two Kendra Scott jewelry boxes. One of them, which I bought with my graduation money when I graduated high school. I'm a dedicated fan.
I'm surprised you only have two. They must be pretty good size.
They are.
Okay.
They are.
With every shipment, do you buy something? Do you get something? Probably. Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes. I will say I already snagged an opal. The periwinkle opal. I wore it yesterday.
When she says too many, take what you're imagining and multiply it times 10.
But here's my excuse. It's my uniform.
There you go.
Okay. That's so right. I sell it. Right. So I wear it. And mm-hmm. even if I didn't sell it, I would still wear it because I love it.
Yes.
But
you're repping your brand.
Exactly. So that's uniform.
There you go. Repping that brand, girl. Yep, yep.
And if I didn't have it, I would just be buying it, you know, from retail Kinder Scott. So what's the difference?
Exactly. Let's thank another one of our sponsors, Don Franklin from Glasgow. They have new vehicles, used vehicles, and they allow service. They also deliver and offer free car washes. That's also great. Mm. I also saw they have a college grad offer for cars.
Oh.
So if you're a college grad or you're going to graduate, I think in the next 2 months, you get a discount.
Oh, wow. I did not know that. Chris will have to tell us about that when he comes in on Thursday.
They have 2025 cars. They have a great selection, great pricing, tons of cars. And Chris will be in Thursday.
Yes, he will be in on Thursday. They have so many. I swear, I think their selection gets bigger every time I go by there. Plus, they have the Bad Boy mowers there mm-hmm. on the lot too, and they've started offering a new service, the rental company.
Yes, it's called Drive 365, and it's open to everyone.
Yes,
so I'm sure if a lot of people come to like Mammoth Cave, tourists and things, mm-hmm. that they'll. That's a great place to get one.
Well, and just having an extra rental car company here in town is really good because there at one time it was really hard to find a rental car because they were, you know, they were being used. And it was, I know my sister, they had to have their vehicle fixed back a little over a year ago, and it was hard to find a rental car. So having an extra one here in town, I think, will be very helpful. And those folks are wonderful at Don Franklin. They've got an incredible team. Chris and everyone there, just they do an amazing job.
Yeah. So don't forget to call in 270-651-3000. Get qualified for a giveaway for a Swick cup. So you can get any size, any color. Can you also, they have coolies, right? Is that
what they
call?
They do.
So it's like a koozie, mm-hmm. but a coolie.
Yeah.
Huh, yeah. That's cool.
They have small, medium, and large in them. They're $13 for the medium. I think it's like a little less and a little more for the other two sizes. I know the medium are 13, so I'm not going to mm-hmm. butcher the other two prices, but they're very handy to have. They have a little handle on them, so they'll keep your drinks cold. If you get an iced coffee or get a big, large McDonald's Coke, then it's going to keep it nice and cool.
Nice. I also see the Touchland sanitizers, and those are great for back to school.
Yes.
I know everyone should have one in their backpack, their purse, their work bag. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, they're awesome.
They're cute and they're functional.
Yeah.
Yes. The packaging on them.
I like the little spray thing. I like how it is.
And they're sleek.
Yep.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you could not get them for the longest time.
Oh, gosh.
You just recently was able to get those.
Yes.
Again.
They quit doing wholesale right at Christmas time last year, and I've been a little salty about it, mm-hmm. but they're
back. I was
back.
Too, I'll be honest.
They're back. Beach Cocoa is back. That's the best one, in my opinion.
Mine too.
But mm-hmm. we just got in a restock of them, so we're freshened up for the back-to-school season.
Is it like a coconut scent?
It just smells like the beach.
It does.
I mean, it's so good.
It does.
It's such a beachy vibe.
Yeah. If I need a refresh, like if I've been outside and mm-hmm. I'm like, whew, I need to freshen up just a bit, I will.
Yeah.
I have been known to spritz a little bit mm-hmm. of that, not just on my hands.
Why not?
Yeah, because it smells it's like a coconut smell,
it's
too.
Good.
And another brand that she carries that I absolutely love, Riddle.
Yes.
That smells so good.
The pheromone, or two of the oils, our best-selling ones are pheromone, so they kind of mix with your body's natural chemistry, but the Nude Beach and all the other ones, mm-hmm. it smells like the beach. It smells like summer.
So do the pheromones, do they, like, everyone has a unique scent with the one? Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it smells a little different on everybody. It's generally the same, but it can vary,
Yeah,
which
That's
is neat.
Cool. So it's like a little chemical mm-hmm. experiment on yourself. That's yeah. cool. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because it'll smell different on me than it will on you.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Where do you put it at?
Just kind of on your wrists, you know, your arms. You can put it behind your ears, your knees, you know, typical mm-hmm. perfume places.
I like to put mine sometimes in the corner of my mm-hmm. elbow.
Yeah.
Like right there, because it just kind of...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you can put it on the back of your ankle. So when you're walking, people smell you.
There you go. I never really thought about yeah, that. Exactly. But yes, they'll be like, what's that scent?
And they'll follow you. Yes. Ask you what you're yes. wearing.
Yeah. And it'll be very light. It won't be very intense.
Yeah.
It's yeah. actually the most complimented perfume. Mm-hmm. That's how people find out about it. And that's actually how I found out about it. We had a customer that was wearing it. And I was like, girl, don't think this is weird, but what do you have on? Like, it smelled so good. It's just so clean. Mm-hmm. And we looked it up, and there was nowhere in Glasgow that carried it. So we are the retailer.
Mm-hmm.
And I love wow. it.
Yes.
Good also, stuff. I also see you have some socks.
We do.
I love some good socks. Do you only have, like, one style, or can you do...
There's a bunch of different ones.
Okay.
We don't actually make the socks, but we have the world's softest socks and then just different like boutique brand of socks, but they're fun for back to school.
Mm-hmm.
And then Turtle Box too.
I cannot forget
to mention
that.
Turtle Box. Mm-hmm. I have been taking mine to the pool, and I really should take a video doing this, but I just throw it in.
What?
I just throw it in.
Throw it in the pool.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And it still works.
I would be so nervous to do that.
It's crazy. As long as your port is closed, mm-hmm. your charging port is closed, mm-hmm. you're all set. And I love it. It's so fun. We've been swimming and I've been taking it. And I bought it at the beach last year. Took it to the beach. It's so good.
Yeah.
Was that a speaker?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
Completely waterproof. It's rugged. They run over them. I don't recommend it. But they run over them, like for their marketing, because they're like indestructible.
Yeah.
Wow. That'd be awesome to take to the lake, too.
Mm-hmm.
Does it float?
It does.
Oh, that's perfect.
Wouldn't that be the best?
Yes, it would be.
She, it flips over.
They have a boat, so you might need one of those.
I do. We need one.
Yeah.
We were thinking about getting a speaker, but some are so expensive, and then they stop working.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I'll have to look into that for sure.
Yeah. Yep. The price point is up there, but it's worth it.
It's an investment because it'll last you a really long time.
Yeah.
And it's waterproof, and it floats.
Yes.
So.
And it sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of waterproof speakers do not sound good. And these, it's crazy.
A lot of them sound muffled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I don't like that.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to... Any last minute qualifiers for the Swig Cup, you can call in this morning. 651-3000. I'm not sure what the time is on the computer, but we're close to wrapping up.
I know.
Yeah.
It went by fast.
It did. Goes it's by crazy. Very quickly. Yeah. All right. You might want to give your hours and location
social,
and when you're going to be open.
That?
Yeah, all the things.
Yeah. So we're open Thursday and Friday this week, 10 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 3. Our hours do vary. We're not open every day through the week. So check our Facebook page, our website, and our Instagram for those hours. But we are open Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 10 to 6, and then 10 to 3. We have all kinds of new things for back to school and taxes on us. We're located just 10 minutes out of Glasgow near Bonaire, and we're located on James Road. So just, you can come 1297 or 6880, whichever you prefer, and we're just 10 minutes out of town.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right, you ready to pick a winner?
Let's do it.
Okay.
All right. Number four.
Number four is Tanya Sturgeon.
Yay! Congratulations.
Congratulations,
Tanya.
That's so exciting. So can she go to your... store and get
yes.
it?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
Come see me.
And then lastly, we're just going to thank all of our sponsors again. We have All About Me Boutique, Calligraphy Creations, obviously, in Kentucky, here with us today. Fuller Life Counseling Partners, Don Franklin in Glasgow, and Habitat for Humanity Restore. So always remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.
Great.
Turn up your radio right now.